Psalm 134, Preface. All Christians, both male and female, should stand in the house of the Lord to worship Him night and morning. The house of the Lord in the New Testament is every place where two or three are gathered together in the name of Christ, every place where we read or hear the Word of God, in public worship, in the family circle, in conversation with fellow Christians, and even prayer offered in the secret closet is also offered in the house of the Lord. To bless the Lord is to magnify His name, because He is a God who is merciful and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in goodness and truth. To stand in the house of the Lord night and morning is to employ every opportunity to occupy one's self with the Word of God, to meditate on it, and to speak of it. I remember thee, says David, upon my bed, and meditate on thee in the night watches. Of Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, it is recorded that she departed not from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. Luke 2:37. Happy they who are often in prayer, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Happy they who employ heart and lips unto thanksgiving. For the Lord says, Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him will I show the salvation of God. Psalm 50:23. Happy they who are diligent to hear, to learn, and to practice the Word of God. For blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. All this we are taught in the 134th Psalm, an exhortation to praise God, a song of degrees. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord that made heaven and earth. Bless thee out of Zion. Summary. This last of the 15 songs of degrees charges those who serve in the house of the Lord, that is, pastors and teachers, unto diligence in their office, to praise God day and night, to preach His word, and to make known His name. Even so, Paul exhorts Timothy to preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. And though with many, preaching is in vain, because they turn their ears from the truth and are turned unto fables, yet Timothy was to do the work of an evangelist, and to make full proof of his ministry. Where the preaching and teaching of God's word are neglected, fables and the inventions of men will prevail, by which souls are led into the ditch. But where the word is preached with all patience, the Maker of heaven and earth will grant success unto the salvation of many souls. For His word's sake, God will even do good to the wicked and the ungrateful. Ye pastors, teachers, parents, heed this psalm, and spare not labor and pains in teaching the saving truth. Prayer. Lord Jesus, who art the one true shepherd and bishop of Thy church, grant at all times true and faithful pastors and teachers, men eager to perform all their office. Endow them with the needed gifts to preach Thy word with power, and to make conquest after conquest unto the glory of Thy name and the salvation of many souls. Amen.